Good morning, everyone. My name is Lisa Kissing-Kusek. I'm a postdoctoral researcher with the Agricultural Research Service in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm here today to talk about local adaptation. Local adaptation is a well-known phenomenon in evolutionary biology, where on average, local plants have 45% higher fitness than introduced genotypes that are not from a specific area. A potential performance bump of this magnitude in plant breeding would be astounding for something like yield, but regardless of that potential, we have very few examples in the literature studying local adaptation for plant breeding. So we decided to quantify the effect of local adaptation for the primary trait of importance for organic wheat growers, which is the ability of a wheat variety to compete with weeds. To conduct this research, we collaborated with four farms throughout the Northeast, and each of these farmers selected the best genotypes from biparental populations for their ability to compete with weeds. And then after 2 years of selection, each of those farms grew the varieties or the lines they had selected, in addition to a subset of other lines selected by the three other farms in the program. And this helped us set up a comparison of local genotypes that were selected and tested on the same farm to introduce genotypes that were not tested on the farm where they were selected. And a comparison of means showed us that there was a significant impact of local adaptation for wheat competitive ability. And we saw a 10% increase in wheat competition of local genotypes compared to introduced. We also saw evidence of local adaptation when measuring the progress of the breeding program. We often measure progress in terms of gains in selection, which shows us from the baseline genetic material used in the breeding program, how much have we increased for a trait of interest in the selected lines. Our gains in selection for a particular line selected by a farmer were very high when that line was tested in an environment similar to the farm where it was selected. However, if that same line was tested in an environment that was very different in terms of genetic performance from the farm where it was selected, we actually saw negative gains in selection, as in no progress made in the breeding program. So what does this tell us? First, it tells us that local adaptation is significant and substantial for some traits within plant breeding, even on the short timelines that we have within plant breeding as compared to evolutionary biology. This local adaptation effect is particularly important for the trait of weed competitive ability that is highly quantitative. When local adaptation is in effect, we benefit in breeding programs by decentralizing our selection sites into many different locations throughout our target region of interest. And if we only by convenience choose a few selection sites near our offices or where collaborators happen to be, we are not going to optimize gains in selection for the many different farmers throughout a region. And second, we need to very carefully choose our variety testing and advanced line testing sites to match the environments within a target region. And those testing sites need to match the farms throughout a region so that we can identify the lines that truly perform best for all farmers within a region. And we also need to carefully choose the sites where we evaluate gains in selection and progress made by the breeding program. If not, we're going to miss progress made and definitely underestimate the magnitude of gains in selection for a breeding program where local adaptation is at play. Thank you.